our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
We're awesome.
Yes.
Today is Monday. Something to something.
June 29th. I have to call my grandpa. It's his birthday.
Yeah, we'll call him right now on the podcast.
I'm not going to call him right now because, no, first off, he's just going to talk and it's going to be boring. And also, it's probably dinner time there.
Yeah,
so
probably
I will call after dinner.
Because it is 6:22 p.m. We have just returned
from work. Daylight time. We have just returned from work. It is orange outside today.
Yeah, it's real weird.
It's, so I don't know if you saw it through the window this morning. When I woke up this morning, I thought it was in, like, Terraria-style blood moon. Because the light that was coming through the window was, like, red.
Were there also just zombies breaking through the door?
There weren't. So that's how I was pretty sure I wasn't.
Okay. But what about a giant eye?
No, no giant eyes. But seriously, like, I was terrified. It turns out that apparently there are some fires in, like, Saskatchewan. And the smoke is blowing this direction, getting all up in our atmosphere and filtering the sunlight weird.
Making it orange.
So it's real orange and red and, oh, it's honestly, it's
weird,
super
colors
weird.
Outside. It looks like fallout.
Yeah, like the, like, for real, like, the light coming through the window when I woke up this morning was, like, red. Just red.
Oh, I know. I was out there.
I thought there was some sort of trick happening. I'm guessing it's gonna lighten up here pretty soon, because it's not as bad right now as it was this morning, but super weird.
So
such a weird start to the day.
Like, I had so much coffee today. Like, I was all jacked up. Like, I went and got to the gas station to fill up my gas tank, and I got some coffee at the gas station. Like, the giant size one.
Oh, you're showing me something that's a foot tall, which I think might be a bit of an exaggeration.
24 ounces.
Okay, that. Yeah, the, yep. 24 ounces is a lot of coffee.
So I drank all the coffee, and then for, like, an hour after lunch, I was like, yeah, everything's awesome. And then after that,
now
I was like,
crashing.
Oh,
just like, I'm so tired.
That was too much.
Yeah, you came to see me on your last break because we work in the same place. And you're like, I'm real tired. I need a nap. I'm like, yeah. Yep.
You can have a nap.
Yep.
So let's just start with snacks because I'm hungry.
You want to start with snacks?
Yeah.
Let's start with snacks? Well, I think we started with Blood Moon.
Well, let's start
that
with...
That was the drawer opening. I don't know if I was real loud. You got the thing that I told you to get!
Uh-huh. I said, I'm not getting that.
And then you did.
And then I did
so,
get it.
So, I was trying to think of what snack we could get, and I was at Target. I've been at Target for, like, the last 3 days straight. And Target, I saw, had these Pringle sticks. And I didn't really know anything about them, and I passed by them, and I thought about buying them, and I was like, nah.
The ones that I purchased are Pringle sticks, baked crispy honey butter.
Honey butter. What other flavors were there?
I don't know.
I didn't even see.
There was
like
one
a
that
cheesy
wasn't,
one? I
there wasn't
the
honey butter.
One.
This is the one I wanted.
Okay. So it's Pringle sticks, baked crispy, honey butter, artificially flavored, less than 100 calories.
It looks like
per
Pocky
pack.
Without
I think it might just be Pocky without chocolate. 70 calories. You think
it
we bought a
like,
whole box.
It tastes like fake butter.
Yeah, it is artificially flavored. They did say that. It says right on the front, directly on the front.
Why wouldn't they just call it fake butter?
It looks like it's artificially sugar, too. There's sucralose in it.
This is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad?
Yeah.
Let me try it.
I'm gonna continue eating them.
If I like it, then we're probably okay. Oh, my. It does taste like fake butter. It tastes like... What's another thing that has a fake butter taste like this?
It tastes like kettle corn. Like when they make it salty and sweet. Like that bad popcorn flavor.
You don't like kettle corn?
Not when you pop it in a bag.
Because
it tastes like fake sugar and fake butter.
Yeah. This tastes like fake butter.
I think it's real salt.
It's probably real salt.
But fake
it looks
butter
like real salt. You can
and
see it.
Fake sugar.
There's something else that has this fake butter flavor.
Right, I'm done with that. It's too bad.
I actually really like it.
Yeah? Here,
I'm
have
very,
all the rest. Put them taking the work.
Okay. There's 8 of them. Well, it's a good thing that I like them because we'd be done for it.
Yeah, they're gross.
I don't know. I like them. I like really, I grew up with a lot of artificial sort of snacks. So these are very artificial, and I'm totally fine with that.
I'd rather just eat Pocky.
I'm going to keep eating these. What other flavors do they have?
I don't know.
I bet a savory one would be better than this.
Yeah. Like, that fake sweet is awful.
Oh, it's so good. I'm mad that I like these, though. Let's be clear about that.
I'm mad that you like them, too.
I don't want to like these. They're terrible.
I think it's the most processed food I've ever eaten.
That is entirely possible. I've seen much longer ingredient lists than these.
It's honey butter flavor. But it doesn't taste like honey or butter.
Number one ingredient, enriched flour, palm oil, sugar, butter. Oh god, it's actual butter.
Then what's the fake butter flavor?
Margarine.
It's awful. It is the flavor of awful.
Sorbal palmitate.
Alright, I'm gonna get a secondary snack because that one was awful.
You bought some other stuff. You bought pickles and olives. What are you eating?
What do you want, pickles or olives?
Pickles! I think we already have a jar of pickles open, don't we?
These are good pickles.
Don't we already have a jar of pickles
these
open?
These are the gherkins.
Oh!
Bring on pickles. These ones are real.
I'm gonna keep eating these on a podcast because what everybody
is gonna be like snack, dinner the snack.
What everybody wants to hear is me eating on a podcast.
Alright.
Oh, sweet? You got sweet?
Yeah, sweet gherkins.
Oh, they're all yours. Sweet pickles are the grossest thing.
Alright, we're going to taste them, though.
Oh, no.
We're going to decide how good they are. I haven't had a sweet pickle in 10 years.
Why did you buy disgusting pickles?
Because I wanted to try them, because it's been a really long time since I had them.
But they're disgusting.
I don't know that yet.
No, they are. It's objective. Oh. Those are worse than this.
Mm-mm. This is real sweet in it, not fake sweet.
It was gross. Pickles should only have dill in them.
You want one?
No.
You have to eat one. It's our snack. Oh, I ate that.
I have to?
Yep.
Get the tiniest one you can. I will eat one part of one bite off of it.
There's one tiny one. Hold on.
Oh, are you going to make me eat the whole thing?
No, just take a bite of it. Don't hate it until you try it.
I already hate it. Oh, God, that's so gross. Oh. It tastes like...
Tastes like a sweet pickle.
Tastes like Christmas.
No,
like
it doesn't.
Like cloves or something.
There might be cloves in it.
What is in that? It tastes like cloves or something. Nutmeg, maybe. Some, like, gingerbread-looking tasting thing. Let me see. I already am looking at it. Cucumbers, high fructose corn syrup, water, distilled vinegar. Oh, natural flavor. Well,
there you go.
Help.
It's the natural flavor.
Oh,
I will eat all these pickles because I love them.
That is honestly super gross.
Alright. Snack part 2 is complete.
Snack part 2, 0 out of 10, would never eat.
You want snack part 3?
Snack part 1, I give these a 6 because I keep eating them. I clearly like them.
I give them a negative 2 out of 10.
They've certainly figured out the salt to sweet ratio that will keep me eating them.
Snack part 3.
Snack part 3, giant olives.
Yep.
Oh, jalapeno stuffed ones.
They're the goodies.
You like those.
Alright, I'm going to pull out one.
Okay. I'm going to keep eating my sticks in the meantime. Now that's one we can agree on.
Woo. 75 out of 10.
Oh, spicy. So spicy.
Well, they're made of jalapenos.
So spicy.
Alright.
Get us a glass of milk. The milk expires today.
All the milk?
Just the one. Adam and I independently knew we were out of milk and both bought milk.
I did remove it from the shopping list.
It did not remove from my shopping list.
But I did remove it from the shopping list.
Alexa, who removed it from the shopping list? Oh, she doesn't know.
She doesn't like that question.
She didn't like that question. She didn't know what to do about it.
Snack part 4. Milk.
Amazon Echo is now available for everybody to buy. It's available to the general public. So that's pretty cool.
It's so milky.
It is. We buy whole milk now because we're weird.
It's like I'm drinking cow juice. Anyway, so what happened this week?
What happened this week? Special shout out because this will come out beforehand. It is Gully's birthday on Thursday. Happy birthday, Gully.
Oh, yeah. Should we do the news noise?
Happy birthday, Gully.
News flash. Birthday.
Birthday.
If you have a birthday and you want us to mention your birthday on the podcast, be our friend.
And then
we will do
that. Tell us when your birthday is. Yeah. Tweet our at AHA Podcast. Tell us when your birthday is. Yeah. We'll shout you out.
Or add whatever else.
Yeah.
All the other ones that we have.
All the other, you know them.
Yeah, if you don't know him, then you haven't been listening.
Then you better wait till next week and we'll tell you.
Or you better, I'm going to eat another olive.
Yeah, I'm going to eat more of these sticks. We'll keep you open. Oh. Oh, man, they're so good. Those olives are so spicy, though.
All right, I can't eat anymore.
Yeah, yeah, there's like a 2 limit on those olives.
Well, I mean, I'll eat more later, but...
Right, but right now.
But right now, I'm in the middle of a podcast, so I'm trying to have dinner.
I know. I'm just trying to eat a bunch of these pretzel sticks.
You can have pretzel sticks.
I don't know what the hell they are. Baked crispy sticks.
They're awful sticks.
Mmm, they're so good. I hate that I like them.
So, I don't know. Did we talk about anything yet?
No.
I'm, like, way scatterbrained today.
Yeah, I am, too.
Oh!
Wow, that was...
I'm sorry for smacking...
Look at the
I'm sorry for smacking you that hard.
Are you talking... Are you going to talk about the mulligan rule that just changed?
Oh, magic news.
Magic news. Magic news. Magic news.
They changed the mulligan rule.
They're looking to change it.
So if you don't know what the mulligan is when you play magic, you draw a hand of 7 cards, and then you can choose to take a mulligan, which means you draw the same amount of cards minus 1.
Yeah. And then you draw again, but you're penalized by drawing 1 less card.
But the rule they're trying out is that if you draw 7, or if you take any mulligans, you can look at the top card of your deck and choose to put it on the bottom before you play.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you a little bit of a... less of a drawback for having a bad opening hand.
It might even be kind of an incentive to mulligan down to 6 sometimes. If you're on the fence, it would be better to mulligan to 6.
Right. And it's more fun to play a game instead of just getting screwed.
Yeah, it's not fun when you mulligan, 3-4 times. You're down to 4 cards. You're just like, well, I can't do anything. Because it's really hard to win in that situation.
That's true.
Especially if you're playing a slow deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Actually, no, probably especially if you're playing a fast
But, game. Oh, good news.
Yeah.
Or other news, I've been playing a video game again.
It's true.
Final Fantasy X Part 2.
You were also playing Fallout New Vegas there for a couple minutes.
I was playing Fallout New Vegas about, like, last week. But this week, my game of the week. Ooh, new segment, game of the week.
Once a new Pokemon comes out, it'll be game of the week Pokemon for 12 months.
Is there a new one coming out?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm kind of over Pokemon. I got them all. Now I'm done.
Well,
if new ones come out, I'll get the new ones.
I think they need to do something different. Like, Omega, Ruby, Alpha, Sapphire, whatever they were. They weren't very good.
No. X and Y were awesome.
X and Y were good. But then they tried to do that with the Ruby and Sapphire, and it just didn't work.
It just wasn't as good.
Yeah.
I think they just have different teams that develop each of the games.
They probably do. Honestly,
And some of them are just better than others.
Yeah.
Some of the teams just have better ideas and better implementations.
They probably just put their main team on the main games and their B team on the reboots.
The B team. Yeah. They're just not as good. Like, the graphics aren't as good somehow.
Yeah.
And the mechanics weren't as good somehow.
Well, it might be that they're afraid to do too much updating and lose the spirit of the original game, but they totally lost the spirit of the original game. It's like, it just wasn't right.
It just wasn't, yeah. Ruby and Sapphire, the new ones weren't as good. But if they do like a Pokemon Z, or who knows what's going to be. No, I think they said they're going to redo Yellow or something like that next.
Yeah, I think they said they're going to do Blue and Yellow or Red or something. Anyway, you've been playing Final Fantasy X too.
Yeah, it's not as bad. Like, the story's kind of meh, but, like, the gameplay is cool. And I'm playing the remastered version on PS3, which has all kinds of new stuff. Like, you can get monsters on your team instead of just having Yuna, Riku, and Pain, which are the 3 main characters, the Gullwings. You can switch out characters and use monsters.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that. You just meet a monster and you're like, you know what?
Well, you have to get them a special way, but when you get them, you can just have... Like, I had my team. This is just one giant monster. Because, like, if it's a large monster, you can...
It takes up
all 3 slots.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're just a big guy.
So it's just like an Adamantoys just went through and just killed everything for a while. But then I realized that if I did that, my main characters wouldn't get up, like, job abilities.
Oh, right.
Like, Final Fantasy X-2 has jobs, which was real big in Final Fantasy 3 and 5. And that is probably another one that has jobs. But 10-2 has the jobs. And that was one of my favorite leveling systems. Was like, and Final Fantasy Tactics did it too. But like, Final Fantasy 5 was one of my favorites because of the job system they had.
I think you lost me.
And they did it. So the way that jobs work is, so you get like, we'll say like 4 or 5 of them to start with. Like, somebody's a warrior, somebody's a thief, somebody's a black mage, somebody's a white mage, right? And you can change the jobs for each character. So you say, like, Yuna is going to be a white mage, right? So she does all the white mage stuff.
So are the characters themselves predisposed to be better at one of the jobs?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
And it's possible that in some of the games they are, but
But not on this one.
But not on this one.
Huh.
But, like, I know also Final Fantasy 11 did it, the online one, because they have to do it somehow.
Right, because you have to.
But in that one, there's different races, and some races are better at certain jobs.
Right, that's kind of what I was wondering, because usually there's some sort of component that'll make you better at one thing.
Right, but you get to pick what race you want to be, and then. But they're not very much different. Like, the little tiny people called the Taru, they're real little.
Yeah.
And they're real good at being mages.
Okay.
And not very good at being fighters.
No, they wouldn't be.
Right.
No. Okay.
So I had it, when I played, I was a white mage.
I am currently not playing anything but watching a lot of YouTube. Here's what I am doing, though. I've recently decided to be a grown-up adult, the society-bending woman, and I'm trying to wear makeup, and it's really hard.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of our podcast listeners have experience with makeup. I don't know how many of our podcast listeners have tried to wear makeup for basically the first time in their late 20s.
Uh-huh.
It's very weird because most women learn how to do this in like their teens, and
I didn't.
Are you
late 20s or
mid
20s?
Yeah, I guess mid. Mid to late. I guess late starts at 27, right? So I'm mid 20s. Whatever. Most women learn how to do this in like high school or middle school even, and I wore a little bit of makeup at that time, but I certainly had no idea what I was doing, and I wasn't good at it at all. Mm. And I'm not good at it now because I haven't really worn makeup in a decade. Mm. So I have no idea what I'm doing, and it's weird and scary and super expensive.
Yeah.
If you don't already have the stuff, the buy-in cost is prohibitive.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And there's so, like, you walking down the makeup aisle is the equivalent for me of me walking down the makeup aisle. I don't know what any of this stuff does. I don't know why yet.
They have all different colors.
Yeah. And, like, they don't tell you, like, they don't give you, like, a mirror or anything to be like, this is the one that would match your skin. They're just like, well, you better guess. I'm lucky that I have really fair skin, so I really only usually have two choices, just the fairest and maybe the second fairest. But someone who has, like, middly
mirror,
sort of skin.
Mirror, mirror, on the wall. Who's the fairest one?
Someone
or second
who has,
fairest?
Like, middly type of skin. I don't even know how they'd possibly do it. I don't know how people do this. I don't know. And I'm scared of it, and I don't like it. And there's, like, all these, like, primers and creams and stuff. They're like, you need to put this on before you put this other thing on so you can put the third thing on and it'll look okay.
I think it's one of those things where you just have to practice.
I know, but it's so expensive to practice. Not so much to practice, but to experiment and find out what products you don't like. You're out, like, if you're buying drugstore brand stuff or, like, Target brand stuff, which is what I did because they had a sale and I was like, fuck it, I should probably just do this.
Uh-huh.
Like, I spent, like, $60 on makeup.
Wow.
Like, a ridiculous amount of money on makeup.
I wonder if you could make it yourself.
I don't think so. You probably could, but it would not work.
Just get, like, magic markers.
Yeah, magic markers.
And, like,
sure,
crayons.
Did you make the magic marker yourself? Do you know how to make a magic marker?
No.
No. Yeah, no. It's just, it's scary and hard. And if you have any makeup tips, let me know. Besides, put it on your face. Because that, not only that. Even if you can get all of the right products, they sell 4,000 different types of brushes. Because you need a certain brush to do this thing, and you can't use it for this other thing. So you need, like, 8 different brushes to put it on your face. And then sometimes you're supposed to use a sponge, and then sometimes you're supposed to use your fingertips. Some stuff you spray on or draw on, and I'm just like,
So if anybody knows how to put on makeup, tell my wife how to do it.
I've been all over YouTube for it.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube's,
well, I mean,
like,
you started with makeup a while ago with your fingernails.
I don't think that counts.
That's entirely makeup.
Is it? I guess. I think of it more as beauty. It's totally different, though. Like,
does makeup have to be on your
nail
face?
Nail polish doesn't give me acne.
Does makeup have to be on your face?
I mean, I guess not. I don't know. I don't think... I guess nail polish is makeup, but I don't feel like it is. It feels like a totally different thing. More different.
Just something that you do for an hour every day.
It's not every day. And it's like 40 minutes every 3 days or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's my hobby. Don't make fun of me.
I wasn't making any fun.
No, makeup, though, for real. Like, I put some on. Like, I've been trying to do it before I go to bed, which I've realized is a bad time to do it because my face is all oily from the day and it doesn't go on right.
But I thought you'd do it in the morning.
You do, but I'm practicing because I don't want to try it in the morning and then, like, go to work and look weird. So I've been practicing at night before I go to bed and then just washing it off right away. And it's not working out. But the amount of time that it's taken me, like, the first time I did it, it took me, like, 40 minutes. And the last time I did it, it was, like, 35.
Well, there you go.
But that means there's an extra 35 minutes I have to get up in the morning just to
put shit on
my face.
If you keep doing it, it'll take less time.
I guess? I think I need to still take more time and get good at it, though. Because if I start to take less time and get sloppy, it's never going to work out for me.
You'd be like them old ladies with, like, the lipstick rings.
Just around their lips. Ooh, that reminds me. I need to get a different lip color. See? There's my problem. There's my problem. I keep coming up with new stuff that I need.
Yeah.
I have a lip...
I need more magic cards.
I have a matte lip color right now, but the problem is it's the same color as my lips.
So what's the point?
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't do anything. I didn't know it was the same color as my lips when I bought it. So now I have to get a different one.
What's wrong with the color of your lips?
It doesn't, like, when I have makeup on the whole rest of my face, it doesn't really stand out correctly. Mm-hmm. Like, when my eyes are all did up and my cheeks are all blushy and stuff, and then, like, my lips are just regular, it looks weird. I don't know. It's weird and hard and weird and hard and hard and weird.
Sure. So that's our makeup 20 minutes.
No, come on. It's a thing that's happening in my life. I want to talk about it.
Your thing is more exciting than mine. I'm just playing a video game.
Yeah, you're just playing a video game.
And then I, like, go to work.
You go to work sometimes. I might get a warning at work for not going to work at the right times enough times.
Yep.
That might be fun. Might be a fun thing that'll
happen.
Maybe
they'll fire you and you won't have to go there anymore.
Hey, I really don't want to get fired.
Yeah, well, then go to work on time.
Well, little late for that. Little late for that.
No, I mean, it's like from now.
Oh, like from now on?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Wake up earlier?
No, I... See, here's the thing.
Go to sleep earlier.
No, it's not even about waking up or going to sleep at a different time. That doesn't matter. What matters is I wake up in the morning and I go, fuck, I have to go do this again. And I can't will myself out of bed. Because I hate it so much.
Wow. You should get a different job.
I know. The problem is I get paid, like, a lot for what I do, so it's hard to walk away from it because otherwise I can't pay my bills. I'm finding mosquito bites on my legs.
Pay my bills. Pay my telephone bills.
I have one,
pay my
two,
automobiles.
I got three mosquito bites on my legs. They're real itchy.
I don't think you do.
So you and me are through.
Boom, 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 boom.
That's in your head right now because they might be giants. Just covered it.
Trifling.
Okay. You know, I've noticed that nobody from Pennsylvania has contacted us yet about this free $5 that we want to give them.
It's a secret. You don't. No one tell them what it is.
Oh, I didn't tell them what it is. I just said it's free
$5.
$5. And we only got one contact for the jellies from last week.
Because they're still
delicious
sitting
jelly
here.
Snack. Pineapple has been claimed. Green apple and strawberry
they
still on the table.
They may be in the garbage next week.
They are still on the table. No. I will eat them before.
Eat them. Do it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you eat them.
Because people are trying. Yeah, because we're trying to give them away. I'm not going to have someone be super enthusiastic and be like, oh my goodness, I want the green apple. That sounds so great. And I'll be like, well, I just ate it. I'm so sorry.
So should I get a tattoo or no?
Should you get a tattoo? Yeah, I think you should.
Where should I get it?
Arizona.
Okay.
Your question was not specific. Did you see the joke that I made?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Where should you get it? Well, you already have one on one arm. You have one on your chest. I don't think that's a good place for another one. I'd say either the other arm or like a shoulder blade, like on your back.
On my hairy back.
Oh, that's a good point. It's up to you. It's your body.
Should I do it on the bottom of my foot?
No. You don't want to do a tattoo on the bottom of your foot. They wear off.
They wear off?
Yeah, they wear off.
Your feet wear off?
Yep. The bottom of your feet and the palms of your hands, we don't generally recommend tattooing because it wears off. The skin sheds and regenerates so much.
What if I do it inside my lip?
Those will typically wear off too. They hurt a lot and they usually look like crap.
Yeah. Maybe I just won't bother.
You got time. You got the whole rest of the time you're alive to do it. Yeah. So, not really. You don't want to jump into a tattoo decision.
That's true. Yeah, my rule for tattoos is it has to be something that's affected my life for 10 years.
Yeah, I think we talked about this last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think
Wasn't
we did.
Wasn't there a thing when we were walking this week that we're like, we should talk about this on the podcast? And I think I probably told you to write it down and then it didn't.
Incest.
Oh! That's a joke you made, but is also the truth. We were talking about incest, and you know what? We're not going to talk about that on the podcast. Really? I made a decision. Yeah, no.
Oh, so if you want to know this conversation,
you have to. You're just going to have to make it up in your mind. You're going to have to be like, well, that's what it was about. It was not, I disclaimer, not at all me saying that incest is a good idea.
No, no, I think it had something to do with the gay marriage thing.
Hey, that's a thing that's happened since last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can marry anybody now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what the question was. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we should talk about this still. Because the question was, so you can marry anybody now, right? You can't straight marry your first cousin.
Because of genetics.
Because of genetics. But can you gay marry, also known as marry, your first same-sex cousin?
Yeah.
Right? Because there's no, nothing's going to happen there.
Yeah, it's not like you're going to have, like,
we don't have the genetics to combine your,
disfigured kids.
We don't have the genetics to combine it in such a way that you have, like, both same-sex parents' DNA, so. Yeah.
So what are the rules there?
What are the rules? Nobody's ever considered that. Nobody's ever considered it.
Yeah.
Super strange.
I mean, they could say no just because.
Yeah, they will, I'm sure. It's like in the law books that you can't marry your first cousin.
Right, but now that it's... but the reason they had it there was different than this.
Right, but it's going to get tricky, too, if they do that with transgender. Because if you're legally recognized as a male... Right, how do you decide? Because if you were born and designated female at birth, and later in your life you transition to male, mm-hmm. you can become legally recognized as male, and then it's a same-sex partnership if you have a first cousin who's the same.
Okay.
But you have the correct genitalia to perform an act that will make a child with both of you. So I don't know that they'll ever change
that. So dudes
that.
Can get pregnant.
Yeah.
Like that movie Junior.
Yeah, like that movie Junior. Yeah, that's actually been, that was a thing on the internet. There was like a guy who was pregnant and there was like, they made a big deal out of it on the internet. It was like.
Like the movie Junior.
Like 10 years ago. Yes, honey, like the movie Junior. Not quite like the movie Junior.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger was pregnant.
Yeah. I haven't watched that movie since I was a small child and it was creepy. Yeah. And I don't think I'll probably ever watch it again. Got a lot
but
of other movies.
But now it's possible with science.
Yeah. What else happened? We watched the finale of Parks and Rec some months late.
Yeah, that was okay.
It was
alright. I enjoyed the Johnny Karate episode.
Yeah, Johnny Karate was great. The best episode. I would totally watch that as a children's show. Like, as a real legitimate children's show, I would completely watch
and
that.
And we watched a bunch of movies. I don't know if we talked about the movies. That was last week we went to the movies.
We talked, we went to
we saw
the
Inside
movie
Out.
On Saturday, I think
we
it was.
We saw Inside Out.
Or Sunday last week. Did we talk about Inside Out?
I think that was Wednesday.
Together. Oh, it was Wednesday. You're right.
We went to see Inside Out, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right.
I really enjoyed it.
You really enjoyed it. I thought
I
it was
all
right.
I liked all the voices.
The voices were great.
And Bing Bong.
It didn't really... It didn't grab me.
Well, I know that one of the things that is a theme in my life is I really enjoy movies that are about friends
mm-hmm.
that care about each other.
Mm-hmm. You do. Yeah, we realized that when we were talking about why you liked the movie more than I did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a fine movie. It was well made. It was, I can see the appeal, but I didn't really understand who it was made for. Because it seemed
to me... It's
not
made for kids.
Yeah, it seemed to me like little kids wouldn't really get it.
No, there was a little kid in the theater who was like bawling.
But it was like... But it was like... Adult, it was a little too child-oriented for an adult,
probably
so
like
maybe,
teenagers?
Like, preteens, teenagers?
Yeah, like 9
when you're
to
just
11,
starting to figure
like
out your feelings.
Like the age of the girl in the movie?
Yeah, I guess it would be, like, yeah, but it's not for small children, and it's, yeah, I mean, it's obviously
it's,
for
it's,
some adults. Because
that's, like, right
it.
When you start getting more complex is, like, right around, like, 11.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and
yeah, right
like,
around 11 is when you're like, oh, yeah, I'm a person.
Because the thing in that, it was, things. Like, all the, each one of the feelings that were in there were just a mm-hmm. single feeling.
It was joy and anger and sadness and
disgust. And fear.
And fear.
But after, like, at the conclusion of the movie, when the new memories were being made, they had mixes of the different ones. Because
yeah.
you become more complex as a person after
right.
a certain point.
Right.
And that's kind of what it was. It was like the crisis, which
right.
was the transition between
like
child
sometime,
and...
Like, realizing that sometimes sadness is a necessary thing.
Right.
For your life to progress, sort of
yeah.
thing. Yeah.
I liked the message in the movie. I liked the way
that's
it was done. I
don't know. I don't know what it was.
It was a thinky movie.
I think I felt like it never... kind of never got... Like, it was trying to go somewhere that it never quite made it to. And I don't know why I feel that way. But
no, I thought it did what it set out to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it probably did.
And it made me cry like 6 times.
It did. It was like 3.
It was like 3.
It did make you cry, and it was cute. I like when you cry at movies.
Nope. But I only cry at the Friend movies.
You do cry at Friend movies. Like, you cried at Mary and Max when we first watched it.
Oh, because they're friends.
I think you cried at Grave of the Fireflies.
Nah. That was you.
No, I'm pretty sure it was you.
No.
You can't deny that it was sad, and I know
you
cried.
Oh, I know it was sad.
I know you cried.
I doubt it. I did cry at Babe.
Babe's so good, though. You should cry at Babe. Everybody should cry. Bah, ram you.
Yeah.
Sheep be true. I was like 6 when that movie came out.
Yeah, I was like 15, and I was like.
You didn't watch it with your friends, I'm assuming.
No, I watched by myself.
Yeah, because of the cultural stigma against men crying, which is ridiculous.
No, I just had it at home.
Oh, you just had it. I watched it.
I
haven't seen that. Did you watch Babe, Pig in the City?
Nope.
I remember that being a subpar offering. Mm. Was not as
remember,
good as Babe.
Do you like the ones with animals? Like,
You like when animals
Homeward,
are friends.
Homeward Bound.
Oh, Homeward Bound is so good! I watched that again.
Notice.
I watched that again, like, last year. I don't remember Milo Notice.
It was, like, a little dog and a little cat, and they were friends.
Aw. Or, The Fox and the Hound.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
I don't remember that.
Did you watch it?
Is
it a Disney animated one about a fox and a hound?
Yeah, it's a fox. It's like in England because he's like a hound and they're trying to chase the fox.
Yeah,
I
but they saw were friends when they were little.
I saw it when I was little, but I haven't seen it since then, so I don't remember it.
Yeah. That was a good friendship movie. If you know any other friendship movies, let us know.
Mm-hmm. Like, because I like friendships better than, like, romance movies.
Comment on Facebook with your favorite friendship movie.
Mm-hmm. Like Trainspotting.
Trainspotting.
That's
not
a good...
Not quite where I was going with
That's
that.
That's a different kind of friendship movie.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Anyway, comment on Facebook with your favorite friendship movie. Tweet at us what your favorite friendship movie is.
But
we don't have a top 3.
Oh, top 3 friendship movies.
No, we've already...
Didn't
we
have one last week that we skipped?
We already did movies. Did we?
You said that we have one, but we're going to skip it and do it next week.
I think that was 2 weeks ago, and we ended up talking about it anyway. I don't remember. But we're over half an hour now. We got to get into this top 3 business.
I have one more thing to mention.
Okay.
So I got a book. We went to the bookstore.
We did go to the bookstore.
And we decided, because I had some book credit left over.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I'm going to buy some books. So I bought a book by James Blish called And All the Stars a Stage.
It wasn't just we're gonna buy a book.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we have this credit, we don't know what to spend it on, let's judge a book by its cover and buy the books with the best covers. And so we did. Actually, there was one that had a better cover, but it was part 2 of a series and I couldn't get part 2.
And then there was one that, like, the pages were falling out.
Yeah, that one looked really cool, but
so
the
used
first pages
store has
cut
like
off.
Like a bunch of softcover books, like old-timey softcover books for $2.99.
I think they're called paperbacks.
Paperback softcovers, not hardcover books.
Not hardcovers. Yeah, they're $2.99 each or buy 4 get 2 free or something.
Yeah. So we got I got All the Stars a Stage by James Blish.
Mhm.
And you got
Scion. That's what I got.
By
I read it like
author.
The first night. Yeah, I don't know who it was.
I finished my book today.
Did you? How
I
was
did.
It?
It was awesome.
You liked it? You really did? You were not into it for the first like 20 pages.
Yeah, because it was
I remember you being mad about it.
Well, I got used to the style.
Yeah.
But it's
it was
it's
written
just
in like 72 or something, and they were talking about like telefax machines and like.
Yeah, the first 20 pages were just trying to set up the universe by over-explaining everything.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was just like, they're in space.
You should have put that in an appendix instead. Anyway, top 3. We needed a top 3. Yeah.
But I finished my book, so now I can go back to read my other book. And you can't read any books until you finish yours.
I know I can't.
That was our agreement. But if you want to stop reading yours and read mine, mine's shorter and it's pretty good.
No, I'm gonna read mine. It's got big pages. I'm already 50 pages in. It's only 300 long. Like,
just keep going.
Should be able to finish it. Just lazy. We need to have a top 3. We can't.
Top three.
Oh yeah, that's what last week's top 3 was. It was top 3 books that influenced your life.
Yeah.
But I didn't have 3.
I couldn't think of 3. Did I have 3?
I don't know.
Did we do all 3?
No, we didn't do it.
Oh, we
didn't
do it.
We went to movies instead. I remember that now. We didn't end up doing it.
Let's do it.
Did I come think of 3? Okay, you start.
books that influenced my life.
Yeah, or just memorable books that you read.
There was a book when I was... Okay, how about this? The first Stephen King book I ever read. Mm. I was in seventh grade.
We should just do top three Stephen King books. Let's
well,
do that.
They're not all Stephen King books.
Okay.
The first one is because it was the first Stephen King book I read, and it's still one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
It was seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
I used to go to the library all the time,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, I want to read something, and I kept seeing a commercial for this one book on TV.
Back when I still had book commercials on
TV. This was 1991 mm-hmm. or 92. I don't remember what year I was in 7th grade, but I guess it was 90.
What year was I in 7th grade?
No, it was
92. I was in 7th grade in 2001.
92 is when I was in
2001, 2002, because September 11th.
So, there was a commercial for this book on TV, a Stephen King book. It was the complete... an uncut version of The Stand.
Oh my god, you started with The Stand?
Well, I didn't get that and finish my story. And I'm like, this book looks cool. Like, I keep seeing this commercial for this book, The Stand. I'm going to go to the library and get this book.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the book. It's 1,151 pages
it's
long.
It's like 3 inches thick.
Yeah. I have it. I don't know, I think I just eBayed it. Or maybe I kept it.
I don't know. You kept it. You ended up keeping it.
I might have. Anyway, so it was... I went through, and in my English class in 7th grade,
mm-hmm.
it was like 3rd period, so every day I sat in the back corner of the room, and I would just read The Stand.
You just ignored your English
teacher.
I
ignored my whole English class, and he did not say anything because I was reading a giant book. He's like, he's fine.
I got in trouble in 5th grade for reading in the middle of class. My teacher would tell me to put the book away.
English class?
It was, well, because in 5th grade all your classes kind of run together.
Right, but this was... specifically
this might have
English.
Been math class or English.
Right.
Because I'd finished before everybody else and I didn't have anything else to do and I'd get bored and I knew what they were talking about, so I'd just read instead.
Right.
Turns out you get in trouble for that.
So my point is that in English class, if you're reading a giant book,
mm-hmm.
you get a pass.
You don't. Just your teacher gives you a pass.
Yeah, because they're like, this kid knows what he's doing. He's reading this giant book. He's fine. So it took me 3 weeks. Every day after
only
school.
Only 3 weeks?
Yeah. Because it was an hour. So I read an hour for 3 weeks. It was
mm-hmm.
15 hours I read
mm-hmm.
this book. I probably read a little bit in between here and there. But every day after school, I'd go... I'd always go to my friend Tim's house after school in 7th grade. He was a year ahead of me. He was in 8th grade. And I would tell him what happened that day in the book. So I'd give him, like, the play-by-play
give him
for
an update.
That day.
That's nice.
And
so that's your number three?
That's one of the...
That's one of them. Yeah, I don't know that these are going to be ranked.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Okay, my first one, it's the first, like, big kid book that I remember reading. Like, thinking, like, this is a book that not a small child would read. And this was in 3rd grade, and it was Wrinkle in Time.
Mm.
Which really is intended for kids, like, just a little older than 3rd grade, I think. But I read A Wrinkle in Time, and I thought it was crazy and great. And it was so much different than anything else I'd ever read.
Mm-hmm. Madeline L'Engle.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool, and I felt real special for reading it.
There's a book, that I can't remember the name of it, but it was one of those that I read when I was, like, 3rd or 4th grade,
mm.
but it really...
You shouldn't have been reading it that
no,
age?
No, not that I shouldn't have been reading it, but it really, like, affected, like, I remember bits of it.
Yeah.
There was something, like, Bird's Nest Soup was in it.
Okay.
And, like, I don't remember a lot of the book, but I remember reading, like, the school library at the Heights Terrace Elementary, and reading this book, and, like, it must have been 3rd grade. But I don't remember anything about it. There's one book I do remember that I got. It was called Lizard Music.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was pretty cool, too, because it was like a kid going to like an alternate universe with lizards. Don't remember anything else about it, but I remember I read those books.
Okay. Is that one of your books?
No,
your top
no.
Three,
that's just a book that I remember. I hate to do this for my second one, because it's more Stephen King, but...
Yeah, well, you read all the Stephen... You just read all the Stephen King,
I have
so
Stephen
fine.
King book I read.
Yeah.
But this one, The Dark Tower, is, like,
just
Stephen
the series. You can include just the series.
Right, yeah, it's
yeah.
all of them. I read all of them. This was when I was in 7th, 8th grade,
mm-hmm.
just reading all the time and not doing anything else. Maybe
mm-hmm.
playing Final Fantasy and
mm-hmm.
reading Stephen King books. That was my entire 13 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I read The Dark Tower, the first one, I read the second one, I read the third one, and then I'm like, where is there? There's got to be more, because the third one stops.
It does.
It's
it
a
is
cliffhanger.
A cliffhanger. I just finished the third one. It's a super cliffhanger.
It's a crazy cliffhanger, because everybody's going to die.
Yeah.
And
it's like the most cliffhanger you can be.
And then after that, it's like Stephen King's like, well, I'll probably write the fourth one.
Yeah, at the end, he's all like, I think I'm probably going to write a fourth one. You know, let me know if you want me to.
But I think it was probably like 5 or 6 years later when it finally came out after I read it. And I was like, yes.
When did the last one come out?
The last one was 2007.
Okay.
So maybe. I don't know.
Maybe somewhere around there.
But the last three came out 6 months apart.
Okay.
5, 6, and 7. Because he wrote the fourth one, and that ended. And then it just had an ending, and you're like, okay, it's okay. Over. Okay. And then, but then they did the last three a little bit, because he got hit by a truck. He got hit by a van.
Oh, that's right.
And then he's like, I have to write these before I die.
Yeah.
So he wrote the last
like a revelation. He's like, I just need to finish. I need to get this out. This is my thing. Okay. My number two is the first long, like, book that in my head I was like, this is really long, that I remember reading. It's also one that I got in trouble for reading in fifth grade, and it's The Neverending Story.
The Neverending Story.
And you know, I've seen it. Can you let me talk?
I was singing the song from
I know, and you weren't seeing it well.
Yeah.
I've seen the book since then. It's not that big, but the version that I had must have had really big print, because it was actually pretty thick. It was thick.
Yeah, it was
a thick book.
The thing that annoyed me about that is that the movie only goes like exactly halfway through
the book. Yeah, the book is way more than the movie.
Like,
it's so much
when
more
the
than
movie
the movie
ends, the book is exactly halfway done.
Yeah. I don't I've never seen Neverending Story 2, the movie. I don't know if it picks up the other half, but I'm assuming it doesn't, because they're not very good about that.
There's vague similarities.
Yeah, because like at the end of the movie, he still hasn't really saved everything and fixed everything.
He just yelled,
yeah.
Whatever the childlike
like, everything was fixed, but it wasn't.
And then he's riding around on Falcor, and then that's it.
Yeah, we just assume everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine at the end. But I mean, even in the book, he doesn't really.
No.
I mean.
No, it's a whole different thing. If you haven't read The Neverending Story, I do recommend it. It's a good book, but just don't expect it to be like the movie, because it's not.
I mean, well, the first half is a lot like the movie.
Yeah, but there's some differences.
Oh, yeah, well, sure, there's always differences.
Yeah.
But the second half is an entirely different thing.
I remember being, like, real afraid of the concept of nothingness after reading that, because I was like, the nothingness is coming towards you, and you're going to die, and I, like, my fifth grade brain was really struggling to conceive nothing.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
Yeah, it wasn't working out.
It's just nothing.
I know.
Which is why it's scary.
Yeah. All right, what's your number one?
My number one, I'm not going to say
just another one, whatever. What's your last one? We gotta wrap this up.
My last one was, it's actually a 12-book series.
Is it Redwall?
Is what?
Redwall. Apparently not, or you would know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what that is. It's by Roger Zelazny, and it is called The Chronicles of Amber.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a prince, or it's like a guy who, like, he doesn't know who he is, and he finds out by the end of the first book, but it turns out he's like, it's like an alternate world. There's like an infinite number of alternate worlds, because there always are.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one that's the true world, and he's like the prince of that world. Mm-hmm. Or one of the, there's nine princes in Amber, which is the name of one of the books, and he's one of them. His name is Corwin, and like it's him just kind of going through different worlds and like stuff happening, and it's cool.
Okay.
And there's like the one scene that I remember is like he's fighting, he has like a sword and he's fighting his way upstairs, like just killing a bunch of people.
Slash and burn.
And one of the things like that they have is that they regenerate. So like at the end he gets captured and they like burn his eyes out.
Ugh.
And like to put him in a dungeon, and then eventually he gets his eyesight back. I just really like that book. I mean, it was one I read, I was in 11th grade, which is when I started really playing Magic a lot with my friend, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
We went to his... He lived in, like, the second floor of his mom's house and his own,
his
apartment.
His own apartment. It's pretty sweet.
And we smoked a lot of cigarettes and played Magic.
Gross, but...
In 1996.
That's cool to have your own apartment. Okay, my last one is Bleak House by Charles Dickens, only because it took me, like, 3 years to read. I just didn't, I read it, and then I wouldn't read it, and then I'd read it, and then I wouldn't read it. I finally finished it sometime in college, and I started in high school, so.
Yeah.
And then honorable mention to The Shining, which was the first book to actually scare me.
Red Rum.
Because I wasn't afraid, except for of any book before that. I read a lot of Stephen King books. They weren't really that scary. Salem's Lot was kind of scary, but not really.
Salem's Lot was cool.
But The Shining scared me.
There's one scene in Salem's Lot that just gets me every time.
The only scene I remember, I don't remember anything about Salem's Lot except when the kid is tied up and frees himself.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
There's one, like, with, there's, like, a little kid, and then, like, there's, like, the vampire's coming, and, like, the mom is a vampire, and there's, like, a little baby, And it's like, oh man, this is not going to work out.
No.
And then it doesn't.
All right, I think we need to wrap this up. I will include links to all the aforementioned books in the description of the podcast. If you go to ahapodcast.com, you can see those. Click through. See what we're talking about. See if other people agreed with us. Because I don't know.
And give us your opinion on if you think that people should be able to marry their cousins.
Yeah. Let's call it hashtag cousin fucking yes. Please don't tweet that. Oh, God, please don't tweet that. All right, I think we need to be done.
I think they just might now that you said do that.
We need to be done. Turn it off. Turn off the thing.
Okay, bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.